Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Here's B.B. Shea.
What's up, y'all?
B.B. Shea didn't get home from his Pearl Jam concert until 2 a.m. So he was at, he asked, do you need me to come in? And I said, oh, yeah.
I need you here.
Get your ass up and get in here.
Get in here. He was going to sleep another couple hours. Aren't you glad you didn't?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling great today.
I love it.
I had me a red eye, shot of espresso. I'm good to go, man.
You loved your concert.
Great time.
Did it rock your face off?
Yes, it did. Melted my face.
Good for you.
Great time.
You had your face melted off.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy anything? Any merch?
No, I didn't get any merch. I'm big about just getting in there and getting in my seat and just enjoying. I don't like standing in lines or none of that.
Are you a... headphones or earplugs guy?
No, not at all.
You're still ringing?
Yes, they are.
You like
my
right
ear's muffled. I love it.
You want it?
Absolutely.
I don't care for that.
What a shocker.
I like to sit in a private box with glass, and I never stand. And I do wear ear protection because, you know, just too much. I've been
Well, the damage you've done over the years in this career.
In this room.
Yeah.
In this room alone.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the last time I saw you, we were at a pickleball outing together.
That's right, on Saturday.
I played 6 hours and 9 minutes, and all was said and done.
Did you pick up a paddle, BB Shea?
No.
I was
trying to get there out of there as quick as possible.
Should have gotten you out there.
Yeah.
Get out there and play.
I heard it was a good day. I heard everybody had a good time, that's awesome.
It was very fun. And I saw Big Lebowski over the weekend. How about that?
Shocker.
To do it. For you.
I'm super proud of you this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. And I really enjoyed it.
So I was wondering if you would hate it like I did the first time.
Well, I wanted to hate it. I wanted to tell y'all how stupid it was. But I really liked it.
It's a really good, well put together film.
The characters are so good. Mm-hmm. And the performances are so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, like the storyline, it's almost secondary to the dude and to John Goodman.
Even the bit characters are great.
They're great.
The nihilists.
They're great.
The Bunny Lebowski. Yeah.
They're great.
Yes.
All of
Philip
them.
Seymour Hoffman?
Oh, my God. Yeah. The bowling people? Oh my God.
The bowling.
Jesus? Jesus.
The bowling.
Smokey.
the stranger. The bowling alley scenes are just unbelievable.
Classic.
You know, they really are. And, I mean, Jeff Bridges is just off. And John Goodman. They are really great in that movie. So I wanted to hate it, and I couldn't.
It's hard to.
I know. It's hard. Now I want to see it again, you know, to see what I missed, all of those kinds of things. So I appreciate the recommendation, B.B. Shea.
Now, B.B. Shea, you owe him in a movie in a year. 2 years. Five years.
That's right. In 5 years, you have to.
What did you say you were going to watch that Kelly recommended?
What is he supposed to watch?
So you recommended Ordinary People couple years ago. I watched that.
Yeah.
Jaws is still one I haven't seen.
Okay. You haven't seen Jaws?
I haven't seen Jaws. I will watch that in 6 years, I promise.
Well, this is the 50th anniversary of Jaws.
Mm.
Like this summer is the 50th anniversary of Jaws.
I bet they big screen it for a weekend or two.
We should
They're releasing it like 4K, I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
We should get together and see Jaws.
I don't know. It sounds suspiciously like fun.
It could be done. That could be us. Let's play this game now. Amy's on the line to play. Amy, you can have Chris Stem, Biggie, or B.B. Shea be your family member. Who you got?
Good morning. Chris Dem, please.
Christopher Dem will be partner today. You'll go back and forth trying to name these survey questions. Kevin, you can have Biggie or B.B. Shea. Who you got?
Let's go Biggie.
Biggie it is. Now, I love this, meaning B.B. Shea is even less necessary.
He could have been asleep.
He could have been sleeping. We need you here to float back and forth.
All right, man.
Just mumble a few words.
Off that Pearl Jam show. Eyes all stinging. He does not
give us some suggestions we're not going to use.
I'm so glad you're in here.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know? Here we go. Let's start the game here by saying there are 7 answers on the board. Top 7 on the board. And Chris Dem and Biggie will shout their name when they know the best answer to this. 100 men were surveyed. They said, I wish I could get away with doing this like a baby can.
Biggie. Crying.
Show us crying. Number one answer. Crying or whining. I wish I could get away with this like a baby can. Kevin, you can play or pass on that. So one is gone. You have 6 left. Again, 100 men surveyed. What do you wish you could get away with doing like a baby can? Crying or whining is number one. Kevin, you want to play or pass that?
Let's play.
All right. And that means that Amy and Chris Dem will think of a an answer to steal, and B.B. Shea will be right there for you as well. Okay, Kevin, it's back to you then. Wish I could get away with doing this like a baby can. What do you say?
Soiling yourself.
Show us soiling yourself. Number three, peeing or pooping yourself.
Both.
Yeah, both are.
Thank you.
Both are included. That's Copy. Right. That's how both are going.
Heard.
I was about to ask that, so that's a good.
Yeah, it's, a, yeah. it's important.
Crying, whying, peeing, pooping are all gone. Biggie, five left, no strikes. 100 men were asked, what do you wish you could get away with doing like a baby can?
Well, I've written it in a crass way, but I'm going to try to say it in a more mm-hmm. professional way.
Mm-hmm.
Breastfeeding.
Show us breastfeeding. Number four is breastfeeding.
Now, I wrote it in a much different way.
All right.
And all that ass. Yeah. Right.
Crying, whining, peeing, pooping, tucking on titties, all gone. Four are left. No strikes. 100 men were asked, what do you wish you could get away with doing like a baby can? Kevin, what do you say?
What about being like rode around in a stroller all day long?
Show us being ridden around in a stroller all day long. Oh, great answer.
That's a
though.
Good answer.
I really yeah. like it. Yeah, that's really good. Okay, back over to Biggie. Now you have one strike. Still four left, though. 100 men asked, what do you wish you could get away with doing like a baby can? Crying, whining, peeing, pooping yourself, and breastfeeding. All gone. Biggie.
Not working.
Show us not working. Number two, not Good working answer. Slash sleeping all day. Not working slash sleeping all day is number two. So those are gone. Now you have three left and still only one strike. Back over to you, Kevin. What do you wish you could get away with doing like a baby can?
What about being messy?
Show us being messy. Number six, making Dang. A mess. Making
wow.
a mess.
Wow.
So now you only have two left. Crying, whining, sleeping all day, peeing yourself, pooping yourself, sucking on titties, and making a mess. Two left, Biggie. Only one strike. What do you say?
I don't think this covers the one, so I'll say not feeding yourself or getting fed.
Show us being fed.
Yeah.
Not wow. there. So now we have two strikes and two left. 100 men were asked, what do you wish you'd get away with doing like a baby can? Crying, whining, not working or sleeping all day, peeing, pooping yourself, breastfeeding, making a mess. Now you must give us one, Kevin, or they'll get a chance to steal. What do you say?
What about like playing with toys?
Show us playing with toys. No,
he's a good player.
It. That is. Yeah, very good player. That is a strikeout. Mm. So now you do have a chance to steal it. Chris Dim's the captain. B.B. Shea and Amy will suggest answers. Two left. And it is, again, 100 men were asked, what do you wish you could get away with doing like a baby can? Crying or whining, sleeping all day, peeing, pooping yourself, breastfeeding, making a mess. Two left, Amy. What do you suggest to Chris Dim?
Being held all day. It's the only thing I can come up with.
Being okay. held all day. B.B. Shea.
I said being held as well, mm-hmm. not standing, and constantly being called cute and being fawned over.
Constantly being fawned over. All right. These are all
Man,
to
this
Kristen.
Is hard. I have, like, not wearing pants all day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I hate to go against a player. That's usually my rule as captain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go with Amy and B.B. Shea.
And
being held.
Show us. For the win in round one, being held. No, it's not there. Number five, not wearing pants.
Oh. Wow.
Slash being naked. Oh, man. It was right there. Number seven, drooling. Drooling.
What?
I've been a man adult for a while. Yeah. Don't miss that.
I really wish I could drool more.
What?
I mean, you know, boobies are nice, but
yeah.
Have you drooled lately?
Really great. That's a good round. It goes to Kevin and Biggie. Unsuccessful steal chance. Well done, though. Okay, Amy and Kevin now. You are the captains for round two, so you'll have to shout your name when you know the best answer to this. Amy, you ready to shout your name?
Yes.
Kevin, you ready to shout your name?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Top six answers on the board. We ask 100 single women, give me a reason you might nickname your blind date Yoda.
Kevin.
Amy. Kevin.
He's short.
Show us. He's short. Number one answer, Kevin. He's short. Mm. Kevin, you want to play or pass that?
How many answers are there?
Five more. There were six total.
Let's play it.
Okay, playing again. So again, Amy will get a chance to steal, maybe, unless Kevin runs the category and wins the game. 100 single women ask, give me a reason you might nickname your blind date Yoda. He's short. Biggie.
Big ears.
Show us big ears. Number two, he's got big ears. Mm. Kevin, you're running the board here, perhaps. Four left, no strikes. A reason a single woman would nickname her blind date Yoda.
He's old.
Show us. He's old. No, not there. That's a good one, though. He's old.
I'm sure they have that in the Star Wars canon, and I'll ask our resident nerd how old Yoda is, Kelly.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember. I haven't seen that in a long time. I do. You hate Star Wars.
Yeah, I do. TV show.
That's why I didn't ask him.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here for this
of
one.
Course. Yeah. Great category for you.
Okay, back over to Biggie. Now you have one strike. We ask 100 single women, a reason you might nickname your blind date Yoda. Short, big ears. One and two, Chris. Biggie.
He talks funny.
Show us. He talks funny. No.
What?
Stunning. Stunning.
Oh, that's stupid.
Okay, back over to you, Kevin. Two strikes now. Must give one, and they will get a chance to steal. Reason you might nickname your blind date Yoda. Short and big ears, the only two gone. Four left. What do you say?
How about he's ugly?
Show us. He ugly. Number three, he's ugly.
He ugly.
Short, big ears, he ugly. Biggie. Three left, two strikes. What do you say?
Jeez, what else is there? He's poor.
Show us. He ugly and he po. Nope. That's a strikeout. Now, Amy's the captain, and Chris Dim can suggest, oy, along with B.B. Shea. Three answers left. 100 single women. Give me a reason you might nickname your blind date Yoda. Short, big ears, and ugly are gone. Chris Dim.
He's green.
Mm-hmm.
He live in a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And he drives a Toyota.
Okay. All those are good. B.B. Shea.
Thinks he's smart, slow, dresses raggedy, and no provable residence.
Okay. All those are good suggestions. Amy, you can go out on your own or give one of those. What are your thoughts?
Well, thanks, guys. I also had bald. Did anyone say bald yet?
No, not yet.
No one said bald, no.
I think I'm going to go bald.
Okay. This is for the win in round two and to send it to overtime. Show us. He's bald.
No, it's not.
There. Sorry, Amy. You're a good player, too. Sorry. They weren't. Neither
she hit
time.
Spirit. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. Neither time were they able to do it. Only one of you gave the correct answer there, and it was B.B. Shea. Number four, he's smart. He's smart. Number five, he sees the future.
All right.
Number six, he's obsessed with Star Wars. Just because he's that would have,
I guess, a nerd.
Nerd would have worked. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Good try, everybody. Good game for Kevin. He wins it. Thank you, B.B. Shea.
Absolutely.
Now beat it. We've used you for what we needed today. We made you get up early and do this.
That's it. You're done for the day.